says.
Nalini is helping describe the difference between two different Brussels sprouts.
80 to 85 days is when you'll get harvest. This one says 85 to 90. To tell you the truth, I don't see much in terms of difference. So it's just a matter of tagging.
Okay.
I would think they're very similar.
One's a six-pack and then there's a four-pack.
Yes, so that tells you how mature. Most four-packs tend to be more mature than the six-packs.
All right, thank you.
As you're immature if you drink a six-pack. Yeah. A four-pack is much more reasonable. Well, it's time for another Local Hero Spotlight with Claire Morneau from CISA, the Local Hero folks. And there was some debate as to who would be the best tour guide.
Someone wants to talk to us because we're scary.
I guess so. The best tour guide through 16 acres here in Springfield, which is not a plot of land. It is a neighborhood, but it is also a garden center. And we're at the 16 Acres Garden Center. Nalini Benoit, you have been tasked with giving us the tour. We are told you have all the good answers about all this stuff. So 16 acres, as I mentioned, is a neighborhood. But how much are you growing here at 16 acres? Any idea?
Oh, gosh. I have no idea. But
dang
cool.
It. The first question I ask, and now you're going to be even more intimidated.
At least you know you're getting an honest answer.
That's right. I appreciate it. I don't know is the best answer.
Whatever the acreage is, it's full.
How many greenhouses do you have?
We have 9.
Wow.
Plus 2 big ones, 2 retail, and 9 hoop houses.
How long have you been working here at 16 Acres?
30 years.
Wow.
I know. I should have a crown.
You totally should, and you now are definitely the best person.
All these flowers that you could use to just make yourself one. Yeah,
you've been working here since it was only 2 acres, and now it's 16.
No, they've actually reduced the acres as the years have gone by.
And why is that?
To the college.
Uh-huh.
And, you know, you can only handle so much.
Right. Yeah, and we're right down the street from Western New England University, as well as the flag football field that my son plays flag football at every Saturday. Okay, it's 1 mile away, so now I know after or before flag football, we can come here and get some plants if we need them.
Yes.
What is exciting and what are people excited by when they come to 16 acres?
Goodness. The moment you walk in, lots of color. Mm. It's just beautiful. And a day like today, it just builds you up.
There's a lot of people who have regrets having started their planting when we had some of those really warm days in April, because the last couple of weeks we've hit frost levels. So, like, those plants are dead.
Yeah, it also got my hopes up because I went and got asparagus, and then I went back to the same farm stand to get asparagus. They're like, no, it was just because it was hot last that one time, and now it'll start up again eventually.
It'll be back, yeah. It'll definitely be back. Are your customers mostly home gardeners? Do you work with farmers? Is it landscapers? Who's coming in here?
Mostly homeowners. We do have some landscapers that come in, very familiar ones, and it's great. We see them year after year. Mm.
The space here is giant. I mean, we're near where some of the annuals are coming out for, like, Mother's Day and the greenhouse. But if we go back there, there's all of these lawn ornaments, and you've got trees and shrubs and water feature stuff in the back.
If you want a Sasquatch statue or a Buddha statue, you can come and get it at 16 acres.
You should totally get both and confuse your crypt neighbors.
Yeah. What's your area of expertise here?
I work in sales, so I take your money. I do merchandising. I do purchasing.
Mm-hmm. I am curious about, so you've been here 30 years. What has changed? Like, are people looking for different types of plants now? Have the trends or preferences shifted over that time?
I really don't believe so. I think the gardener matures because you're going to make mistakes. Mm-hmm. And if you end up being a gardener year after year, you'll have preferences and you will change your mind and you'll dig something up from one place and put it somewhere else. And it's really exciting. You see the customers and how they develop. And it's really exciting. But between now and maybe June, we sell a lot of annuals because of the color. It's uplifting and everybody wants them. But throughout the year, we still have annuals, but our trees and shrubs are the best around here, and the choices are tremendous.
What would you say the most common mistakes beginner gardeners make? Like, what are you most often helping people to solve for?
Besides planting in April when you really...
Exactly. That is exactly what I was going to say. We already covered that.
Are there other common mistakes?
Common mistakes, either they plant too deep. They don't water. They think once you put it in, we tried to tell them it's like a child. You have to feed them. You have to talk to them. Keep an eye on them. So watering, fertilizing, planting too deep, planting too early. But, you know, it's all part of it, and you learn.
We're with Nalini Benoit at 16 Acres Garden Center here in Springfield. It's a beautiful April day. Are there favorite, not a favorite necessarily, but something that you love to show people, or somebody who is excited about starting their first garden that you say, here, let me show you this?
Well, generally...
Take us there. Yeah, let's go look at it.
Okay. Yeah. Well, generally, when people come in and they ask questions, it's either for a vegetable garden. So we talk them through the best soil, and then they already have a list of what they want because they like eating it. So
right.
It's just helping them with that. So that's right over here. And we have everything that can handle the cold weather now. Although I don't trust the weather, so whatever I put in at this point, I would cover if there's a chance of a frost.
Mm-hmm.
In terms of flowering, because we like to encourage people to mix flowering with vegetables, their pansies, their bulbs, which will be fine right now. We do have some early annuals, but you'll have to take care of those should the weather change.
Does it bother you that annuals don't come up annually and the perennials do? It bothers me linguistically.
Oh, no. It's just money.
And that's what you do here, Nalini. That's what you are all about. No.
You have to have annuals because they bloom nonstop while you're outside. But once winter hits, you're inside. It doesn't matter. But you see your little stubs of perennials. And the good thing about that is to consider winter and use your foundation planting for interest,
mm-hmm.
which should be in the trees and shrubs.
And bulbs.
This place is huge, though. I mean, it is, I think, the biggest garden center I've ever been to.
Around here
in Western Mass.
Around here, we are the best.
Yeah.
We really are.
I said biggest. I won't play favorites, but for today, you're the best. That's for sure.
Yeah, and we're still, like, basically at the entrance. We haven't even, we've barely scratched the surface. Mm-hmm. Let's go look at the water stuff.
Yeah, let's go look at the water stuff.
It is a bit early.
That's okay. Yeah. It's more of a, we get to see
water.
How much space.
There is a little toddler over here sniffing all of the petunias.
Yes,
smelling every single plant.
This little kid is the cutest, despite the fact that he's got a Yankees hat on. I'm going to overlook it for now. So does the rest of the family, by the way. They all have Yankees hats on. This is not the week for that.
We have an area for shade perennials because they need to be protected mm-hmm. from the sun. Right now we have quite a few hellebores. Those are very early blooming.
Are they exciting? Or are they a hellebore?
Exciting.
I thought these were hosta, no?
These are hostas. Okay. The hellebore are over there.
Oh, okay, cool. Yeah.
They're just exciting because there is a flower, and it's not like in-your-face flower, but you welcome it mm-hmm. at this time of the year.
Yeah.
Plant it where you would see it, and it just brings you into spring.
I see a native plant section and a pollinator garden. Is that a big part of what you do?
We try to just highlight them. A lot of people just want natives. We do have some scattered around our perennial tables, but when we get a new product in, we do like to highlight it, especially if they're natives.
This is a segment we're doing with CISA, which is Community Involved in Sustaining Agriculture, and we're at 16 Acres Garden Center. How much of the stuff is grown here versus stuff coming from elsewhere?
We do not grow that much. We do get plugs in and grow them up. We do grow the fast vegetables,
mm-hmm.
but we take care of plugs and grow them up,
mm-hmm.
which really is wonderful because we give them the attention they require, and we're on top of things. Our plants are robust.
Mm-hmm.
There is a difference when you give it that attention.
I can see the hoop houses out back there. Again, and this mm-hmm. campus is sprawling. What are you growing in the hoop house?
Basically, they're the young plants.
Mm.
And as they grow and they flower, we bring them out for sale.
Uh-huh.
That way, it's always good to buy something that's flowering, because if you know exactly that, yes, that's the color I want.
Right.
Sometimes we put them out and a customer might inadvertently change tags
mm-hmm.
and you're surprised.
I'm curious about just what your annual cycle is like. Like, when do you fire up the greenhouses? Where are we in the year in terms of what the business looks like for you all?
Let's say the year begins in February in terms of planting, because the hanging baskets takes a while. So we start there. We prepare the pots just with soil. And then when the plugs come in, we're ready to plant those. And according to the stages they're at, they're then moved to different greenhouses. They're closest to the retail when they're really small. And then as they get bigger, we move them further back because you're not visiting them every twice a day or whatever. Once the hanging plants are completed, in between now are all the 4.5-inch annuals that we get ready. And again, the weather changes, we warm up the greenhouses, And then come April, we start to get new shrubs and trees in, fruit trees, one of the first things to come in, and they're always beautiful. And then it continues, depending on the weather, as to how we move forward with the perennials and the annuals. Early summer, we start preparing mums, and then it goes into September, October, and we actually, we don't grow. We used to grow our own poinsettias, but now we just get them in. So we go through all the seasons, and then by then, we're also getting the Christmas shop in order. So it's continual. We never close.
Yeah.
There's always something growing because our house plants are really, it's a wonderful, it's like a jungle in there. It's in the wintertime. To tell you the truth, the day people take their Christmas trees down, they're in here getting house plants because they're craving that.
Yeah.
And it's nice because we have a great selection. The house plants, the younger generation love it. We see them in here more for the house plants. And it's just a little bit older that you see the people venturing out. And it probably has to do with purchasing a house.
Right. They have an apartment. Yes. They can have a house plant. They might not have a place where they can plant a big garden or whatever.
But even college students,
yeah.
They come because they love the house plants.
I think house plants have been having a moment.
Yes.
I don't know if it's Instagram or what, but I feel like it's just a thing that's happened.
Yeah.
It's a way to bring a little bit of the outside inside if you're afraid to go outside, which a lot of people still are.
Also, they're conscious of the environment and how good it is for you to have plants. Because these are young children that are really excited.
Mm.
And it's been a few years now, and it's still continuing.
Yeah.
What is the relationship between this space and Western New England University? Because you mentioned that some of the land that used to belong here got ceded to or sold to them. Do the two organizations maintain a relationship? Like, do they come and get plants to put on campus and things?
They do. They're one of our best customers.
They're also really close to Springfield College. You know, yes. Right down the street from AIC.
Like Western New England College is literally right.
Yeah, it's like a mile
there.
Away. Yeah.
Not well, even.
Well, what's wonderful is when you have a company like that, they just like multiple things.
Mm-hmm.
So we're able to supply what they need just by getting in touch with our distributors, our growers. We're like Harrods. You want it, we'll give it to you.
We're speaking with Nalini Benoit, who is here at 16 Acres Garden Center and has been here for 30 years. Were you into gardening when you started? Is that why you started here, or have you become expert in your 30 years here?
Well, I was just playing at gardening. I'd just gotten married. And you know how it is. You do nothing at home growing up. But then when you step away and you have your own, you realize how much you're influenced
mm-hmm.
by your parents and the environment. So I am just repeating what my parents did, what my mother did. She was a gardener, and you're just drawn to it. And you miss it,
mm-hmm.
you know. So I've seen, in the 30 years I've been here, I've seen babies come in, grow up, and become their own customers. It's wonderful.
You're growing babies here, too.
Yes, yes. We do a great job at it.
Except for that one Yankees baby over there.
He's got a whole title now. What do you grow at home?
Myself?
Yeah.
Oh, we are crazy. My husband does the vegetables, and then he interferes with my flowers.
How does he interfere? What's he doing? Picking you lovely bouquets?
No, he could do it better. No, he's great. He's wonderful. He would help me if I come home or tell him, I bought this tree. I have this thing about trees right now.
Mm-hmm.
It's like, I should have one of each. But then things look better when they're repeated, so then I end up with four.
Then you have a garden center at your disposal.
Exactly.
I'm curious how much you or your staff in general offer garden design help? Because putting a plant in the ground and being able to keep it alive is one thing, but the sort of broader vision, like you just said, oh, things look better in pairs or quadruples. Do you offer help in terms of thinking about, like, how might I put these plants together so that they look intentional and beautiful?
Yes. Well, we do have a landscape design department, but our staff is pretty knowledgeable. So depending on your budget, we can offer you anything you need. So if you wanted to come in with some photos of your yard, know the exposed sun exposure, if that's a great start. And the staff's just as excited as the customer because you think you're doing it. It's my garden.
And in some ways it is.
Yeah. This is true. There's so much color here. It's awesome.
Yeah, just come in here and breathe deep. It's just like so, it's nourishing.
It's wonderful. When things, at any time of the year, is to come in and walk through the nursery where the trees are because it's very quiet back there and you hear the birds and you see all this color. in the different trees. I try to do it at lunchtime, and it's wonderful. It's very relaxing.
Mother's Day is coming up. I feel like that's a big plant holiday. Mm-hmm. What do people come in looking for? What have you got for that?
We sell a lot of hanging plants for Mother's Day. People just love it. And by then, we've timed it where they're lush, they're blooming. Although we do sell roses, and there are some people that do like to get a rose bush. Again, I see we've got standards. We haven't had those in a while. So that's exciting. You know, right now we've got clematis that are beautiful, blooming like nobody's business, and peonies that have budded up beautifully. So the selection's great right now.
Thank you so much for showing us around and showing us 16 acres and telling us some of your story. 30 years here, that's nothing to shake a stick at.
It's lovely. I told them I was going to retire, and then I went to 3 days, and now we're busy, so that's increasing. But I love it. I do love it.